Timeless 106.1 FM KFFB. This is Bob Cano. I have a special guest on our open mic program, Diane Brown. Diane Brown is a author of a brand new book called Weight Loss Secret, Eat Less, Eat Better, and Move More. And the name of her book is I'm a Loser, a go-to book for all dieters. And Diane, thanks so much for taking time and talking with us here on open mic.
Yes. Hi, Bob. It's great to be speaking with you.
Now, what's coming up? We want to remind everybody, you're going to be at a book signing. We want to put it at the beginning of the program. We'll do it at the end as well. At the Faulkner County Library this Sunday from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. And they can ask all the questions that we're not going to ask. Because when you talk about diet, you're talking about 90% of America is always talking about dieting, and we need to do it.
Yeah, that's right. I will be there between 2 and 4. I'm excited. Miss Nancy Allen set this up at the library for me, and we're just excited to be there. We'll have our books on site, and I'll be there, and I'll be glad to meet people that come in and talk to them more about my book.
Well, tell us what brought you on this path. And a title called I'm a Loser. That's a tough thing for people to say. You know, we all want to be winners. Tell us why you picked the title I'm a Loser and this topic about dieting.
Well, I'll say this. I have been pretty well been conscious of my weight for many years. I'm a Loser kind of came through watching my mom.
How did your mom play in the role of this?
Mom played a role in the book because mom's 89 years old. And I have hoped that one day I wouldn't have to worry about my weight. I thought, okay, 70, this will be over. I won't even worry about weight anymore. Mom's 89 and she still diets. Can you believe that?
That's something that's hard to believe. You don't think that way. You know, us younger folks think, well, when you get older, you don't have to worry about dieting.
Exactly. But she does do it. She diets constantly. She's always watching her weight and wanting to be her best. And I thought, so I lost hope when I saw that. I said, okay, it's not going to happen. This is lifestyle that I'm going to have to keep up. So that gave me kind of the push. And she's mentioned in the book, on the back of the book, when you purchase this book or whoever purchases this book, mom's mentioned on the back that she was one of my initiatives for wanting to write this book.
And I believe that this is Miss Essie.
You're doing good? That's good.
Yes, I am. So first, you had to realize that you need to lose weight. And we all know that because the doctor says, Bob, 20 pounds. You got to lose it next time I see you. So when the reality knows you have to lose the weight, what was the moment that you said, okay, I can do this?
And my story was when I reached size 20 at one time. That was my rock bottom, I call it. And I said, I got to turn this around. I wasn't healthy. I wasn't feeling well. I couldn't move well. That's when I prayed the prayer. I'm a believer. And I said, I don't have that drive anymore. I got to get it. So I literally got on my knees and prayed. And that's why I have a chapter in here about warfare prayers. Some people, that's what we have to do. I mean, sometimes you get in a place where just talking to God is our only answer. And I tell you, I did that prayer that Monday morning, which is always when I start. I don't know where it came from, but I was ready to go. And I hit the ground. I lost 30 pounds in 3 months. I mean, that was working out 3 times a day. It was a burn and it was working.
So you look at 14 chapters. So chapter 4 was important. What was the other chapters you feel, if you just pick 3, one would be chapter 4, talking about feeding the spirit and talking about warfare and having a spiritual moment where you realize that, you know, there's a higher power that can make it happen for you.
Exactly.
And God can do that. So tell us the other chapters that come to mind that
there's
you think.
Another chapter. One of my favorites, Bob, was chapter 5 as well, Jumpstart Diets. Oh, the ladies are going to love this one. This is a total list of combination of diets that I went and did the research. Some of them you try. There's a cabbage soup diet. I think a lot of us ladies have heard about that one. There is the military diet. There is the boiled egg diet. If you need to lose a quick 3 to 5 pounds to get in that suit or get in that dress, these are the ones you want to try. I tell everybody, of course, see a doctor before you start any kind of rigorous diet changes or food changing. Of course, you need to see your doctor. But if you know, once your doctor passes you, you pass that test, these diets here are diets you can do for 3 days and lose that 3 to 5 pounds. Get in that dress for the weekend for the class reunion or whatever, but these are what I call jumpstart diets. They're not diets that will be lasting, of course, but I also have a list of lifestyle diets you can live on and that are not as drastic as the 3-day diet, but these are the ones that you live on. You do have to go to something that you can live with and that you can lose the weight more safely.
Now, what would be the third chapter if we pick 3?
Brain food is chapter 12. That chapter is for laughter, strictly all about laughing, because this book is total wellness. It's not just weight loss. It's about stress loss as well. It also has some things in here about debt loss. If you want to learn how to lose debt, that's in here as well. So it's a lot of things that equals to total wellness. Just follow some of the things that I found. I researched this. I picked out all the best. I call this that magic pill that will help you become the best you that you can be. There's always a choice. So you go in these places, choose the best, choose the better choice.
And then when you look at the diets and you're looking that person in the eye, because you've been there, you're at a size 20, someone comes to you and says, but you don't understand. I've carried this weight my whole life. What would you tell that person how they can make a difference?
I would tell them, it doesn't matter that you carried it your whole life. You can start today making a change. It only takes 3 days, 1, 2, 3. And I tell people this when I speak to them, 1, 2, 3 days, and you're going to see a difference. I've got a 7-day challenge in this book, Monday through Sunday. Monday is Meatless Monday, Walk a Mile Tuesday, Water Up Wednesday, Sugarless Thursday, Read a Book Friday, Take a Tub Bath Saturday, and Attend Sunday School Sunday. Those are all challenges. Eliminate one bad thing out of your diet.
And start small, and just like they say, how can you eat it well? It's one bite at a time.
That's it. I like that.
Diane, thanks so much for taking time and talking this. Recapping here, I'm a Loser, brand new book, Diane Brown, the author, and she will be at the Faulkner County Library this coming Sunday from 2 to 4 p.m. And I know your mom, Miss Essie, will be there with you, because this will be a special moment for her as well, because you dedicate this book to her.
Yes, yes, I did. And if they want to call me, there's a message phone, 501-589-7399. Email me at simply, SIMPLY-Diane. @hotmail.com. Diane is DIANE @hotmail.com. Thank you, Bob.
Thank you, Diane.